do some of our men go out and fight them. Tomorrow, I'm going to go up on this high place, and I'm going to stand, and I'm going to raise my hands, and I'm going to hold my staff. And if you continue to read the story, I encourage you to read it. We're told that as his arms remained outstretched to God, the Israelites were winning. When the hands went down and the staff went down, they started to lose. Now, at first glance, when you look at a story like this, you might think, well, it just almost seems like magic. But it's not. Because raising one's hands was a common way back in Bible times. And even today, maybe some of you may not raise hands when you pray. I know some of us do, but some of you don't. We have different positions to pray, but the outstretched arm is signifying reaching to a God who is above us and can provide our needs and intervene for us. And we're reaching to God like a child who has need. In other words, I can't do it myself. God, I honor you. I need you. So it wasn't magic, but it was important for them to understand as they fought, and maybe as some of them looked up on that hill and saw Moses doing that, and when he got tired, Aaron and Hur were lifting up his arms so that prayer could continue. And that day, the Amalekites were defeated, and it says in verse 13, so Joshua overcame the Amalekite army with the sword. I want you to pay attention to verses 14 and 15, though. The Lord said to Moses, write this on a scroll as something to be remembered, and make sure Joshua hears it, because I will completely blot out the memory of the Amalek from under heaven. Then Moses built an altar and called it, the Lord is my banner. He is the one who leads me into battle. He is the one who fights my battles. And as an army back in that day would go to fight, at the front of the troops would be those carrying the banner of the army, of the nation, of the people they were fighting for. He said, for hands were lifted up to the throne of the Lord. That's the point. It's not, it wasn't some mechanical rote thing. It's this idea that as long as we are appealing and leaning upon and calling upon God as the one who will fight our battles, he will act and he will intercede, because he is able. I love the song. Love the song by Lauren Daigle. And the words are so great. The name of the song is Rescue. I'm just going to share a couple of these with you. She says, and I encourage you to find this song and listen to it. Love a lot of her music. You are not hidden. There's never been a moment you were forgotten. You are not hopeless. Though you've been broken, though your innocence is stolen, I will send out an army to find you in the middle of the darkest night. It's true, I will rescue you. There is no distance that can't be covered over and over. I will never stop marching to reach you in the middle of the hardest fight. It's true, God says to us, I will rescue you. And that's the message from this event. Whatever that struggle, that need, that hurt, that pain, God is there for us. But he's not just there for us. He has invited me, he has invited you into partnership with him to pray for others, for their needs, for this world, for this nation. And so when you go to a passage like Ephesians chapter 6, when Paul there is talking about fighting the battle against the devil, who is strong, and for us to take our stand, because our battle is not against flesh and blood, but against rulers, authorities, powers in this dark world. He says, therefore, take the full armor of God, the helmet of salvation, the shield of faith. And then go down to verse 18. Listen to this. And pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. And with this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints. Pray also for me whenever I open mouth, the words may be given to me, so I will fearlessly share the gospel. The idea that we can pray for each other's and we can pray for all of these needs and these struggles in the name of Jesus, because He is the one who is our mediator. He is the one, we are told, who is our high priest. Listen, Jesus always lives. Hebrews 7 says, Jesus always lives to intercede for us. Always. And He invites us as His children to pray not only about our needs, but to pray for others and to believe it makes a difference. And I will tell you this. I know sometimes you struggle. I talked to a lady. As I began this series, I was talking to her and I was saying, I'm going to begin a series on prayer. And she is one of our members who lost a son about a year ago in a traffic accident. And she said, Grady, there were times when I didn't know what to pray. I was just hurting. I couldn't come up with words. She said, I was just hurting. And I reminded her that it says in the book of Romans, in the same way the Spirit helps us in our weakness, we don't know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit Himself, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Christ, intercedes for us with groans and words that can't be expressed. And He who searches the hearts and minds knows the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints in accordance with God's will. Jesus is an intercessor. He is our only mediator, but we have many intercessors. If you're praying for me and I'm praying for you, we're interceding for each other because we're both priests under the high priesthood of Jesus. So even when we struggle, folks, even when we're hurting and we can't even think of what to say, and all we're doing is groaning and hurting, even then, the Spirit takes our groanings and our hurt and carries them to the Father. So I believe when she was groaning, she was praying, because the Spirit was taking her groanings and carrying those needs before the Father. So a couple of quick takeaways, just in terms of what we can do. Let me encourage you to pray about two specific things in the coming days and weeks. Pray for our nation, pray for our world, pray for our leaders. As Bob mentioned in his prayer, where are you, Bob? As Bob mentioned in the prayer this morning, it's a dangerous world. You know, 2 weeks ago, you know, the Saudi oil production facility is attacked with drones, and you know, you're thinking what happens, and maybe some of us always pay attention to is the fact that gas went from $2.39 a gallon to $2.85 a gallon almost overnight. But it's more than about that. So when Paul says in 1 Timothy 2, I want you to pray for kings, I want you to pray for those in authority, that's what we need to be doing. Put that on your prayer list. And when Paul says to them, I want you to pray for me, let that be a reminder to you to pray for church leaders, for church workers, pray for our elders. Folks, please pray for me. Pray for Nick. Pray for our office staff. Praying for leaders in different capacities is so, so important. Utilize our church's prayer list. And utilize and pay attention to the emails that you get on Tuesdays and Fridays. You get updates in your emails on Tuesdays and Fridays with updated prayer needs. You can go to the Northeast website, go to members, go under current info. If you don't know the password and the login, contact the office. We don't give that out to everybody. It's for our members. And the prayer list is right there. If you want it printed out and you don't have a printer, call the office and we'll print it out for you. But I encourage you to take personal ownership of that prayer list. We try to keep things on that prayer list at least 2 weeks. When there are changes, we make changes. And so I encourage you, in terms of what's going on here at Northeast, to pay attention to those things. And another thing we can do, two more quick things. Pray in the moment. Pray in the moment. And this relates to a little something I talked about a few weeks ago. When you're talking with somebody and they're talking about a need and they say, "Will you pray for me?" Take a moment right then and there and pray with them. If they're struggling or hurting, whatever that need is. And I'll tell you this too. I'm convinced that those nights that we're lying awake in bed and we're worried not just about ourselves, but we're worried about others, we're worried about our kids, we're worried about this situation, we feel we don't have any control, God is calling us to talk to Him. Use that, when you can't sleep at night and you're tossing and turning in bed, I want you to have the attitude, God is sending me a quiet time right now. And so, everything you're thinking about, say, I'm carrying that to God. I'm giving that to God. God, please be with my brother or my sister or my children or this situation. Understanding, I can't control everything. Give it to Him. And last but not least this morning, I encourage you to take action when God is calling you to action. Prayer is not a substitute for doing something that can make a difference in the life of somebody else. And so, I was talking with somebody this morning about the situation in Haiti, and it is bad. It is bad, bad, bad. Politically right now, the situation's terrible. There are gas shortages, and what can I do about that? Well, I can certainly pray about it and give that to God. There's something else I can do. I can join my family here at Northeast and other people next Saturday to do something practical and take action to help those people. You know, that neighbor's hurting or struggling with whatever that need is. Offer to take care of the kids while they can do something else. And so God's calling us to action. Let's pray. God, right now, we're bringing our hearts to You, and there are times we struggle with prayer, but God, we know even when we struggle, God, You are with us, and the Holy Spirit is interceding for us, and Lord, it is our aim, it's my aim, our aim, God, we want to go deeper. We want to understand Your will. God, we want to do Your will. And so, God, we ask You to open our eyes to what's before us. And when You call us to act, God, help us to act. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. So God may be calling you to action right now. And so this is our close. It's invitation time. It's time to reach for, right? It can be a very, very special, sacred, special time if you have a need that you want to share with us right now, or you want to pray with one of our shepherds in this room right off the foyer. Or if you want to take action right now and you want to give your life to Jesus and be baptized into Christ. If you don't need that right now, as you sing this song, let's all pray together to God as we sing this song in our hearts. Let's stand and sing.
Let the king of my heart be the mountain where I run, the fountain I drink from, oh, he is my song. Let the king of my heart be the shadow where I hide, the ransom for my life, oh, he is my song. You are good, good. Lord, 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 let the king of my heart be the wind inside my sails, the anchor in the waves, oh, he is my song. Let the king of my heart be the fire inside my veins, the echo of my days, oh, he is my song. You are good, good, Lord. 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 You're never gonna let, never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, never gonna let me down. You are good, good, Lord. 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 You are good, good, Lord.
Amen. You're dismissed.